I thought of I'm going to read a little bit. I'll not be in your presence long. My presence feelings that I have here tonight, and I wanted to read a little bit. I've thought about this many times. For you that don't know the story of Hannah was a lady that was in the Bible that bore Samuel, and gave him to the Lord. And she was barren, and she prayed to God for God to bless her to have a child, and she would give him all the days of its life unto the Lord. And so with that being said, what always impressed me of this wonderful story here, that the second chapter, the first book of Samuel, that she prayed a prayer. And I want you to listen to just a few of the words of her prayer. Now you think about a woman that had a sorrowful spirit, and God blessed her with a child and granted her request, Brother Fred, that for she was of a sorrowful spirit. Eli had thought she was drunken. She said, because her lips moved, but she spake no words. And he confronted her, and she said, don't mistake me for a daughter of Belial. That was Baal's children, people that followed Baal. But she said, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. Without getting that sorrowful spirit tonight before God, coming to God with a sorrowful spirit, desiring Him to save your dying soul, you'll never see what heaven looks like. And Hannah prayed this prayer after God had granted her request, and I thought of how the precious words that come out of a woman's mouth. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemy, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so excellently, proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. You're not going to escape, people.
No, you're not.
The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired themselves out for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren had bore seven, and she that had many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. People says, well, now, if you do this or you do that, you can prolong your days, or you can do this, and you can... I'm going to tell you something, people. Life and death is in His hands. If He wants you to live longer, you'll live longer. If He wants to take you in your youth, you'll die in your youth. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the barren from the dunghill, to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of His glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and He had set the world upon them. Man didn't do none of this. God done it all. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. These are the words of a prayer, brethren, of a woman that had been sorrowful of spirit. But yet she received salvation of the Lord's hand. And by receiving salvation, realizing of the knowledge that God had, and realizing that God give her all these things, how he blessed her, brethren, and the words of this woman became wise and very filled with wisdom.
Help God.
I don't read it all. The thing that I want to get on your mind this evening, if you are expecting to receive anything of God with a haughty spirit, with a proud look, standing being like the one the Bible said they was two went up to pray. The one stood on the street corner and he was dressed no doubt in a proud look. Stood out amongst the people and wanted to be seen. Said, I have given to the poor. I've done all these wonderful works.
Yep.
In the name of the Lord, look what I've done. Look at the pride that the man had, lifted himself up. Oh, but let me tell you something tonight. That's not what God is looking at. He said, God searches the heart and the rain trier the children of men. But there was another man there. He said that would not so much as lifted up his eyes unto the heavens, but smote upon his breast and began to pray, God be merciful unto me, a sinner man. God be merciful tonight unto us upon the earth. Did you cry for mercy, brethren?
I sure did.
I cried for mercy unto the Lord, and the Lord heard my cry. I picked my feet out of the mire and the clay, set them upon a rock, established my going, put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto his name. And I was like the beggar man. Oh, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner man, brother. I listen tonight and when God and mercy on me and bless me and save my ever dying soul. I've never stopped praying for mercy, brother Lon. No, tonight I'm still praying for mercy. I pray for the mercies of the Lord that be upon me and around and about me, that he might keep me, brother. And from the hour of temptation which shall come upon every man, there's not a man that lives upon the earth that shall not receive temptation. Brethren, but the Bible says like this, there's no temptation taken man, but that such is common unto the man. No, tonight, Jesus Christ, brethren, he was born of the flesh and suffered all things that he might be able to secure all those or to succor them, brethren, the day, for he knew what was in man and needed not that any man would testify man. And the Bible said that there is no temptation taken man but that such is common unto him. And so Elijah was a man. Like figure as we are today. But he prayed, brethren, he prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord, brethren, heard his prayer. Brethren, and God shut up the heaven that it rained on for the space of about 3.5 years. Brethren, I see the water sometime, just for a few weeks, maybe. Brother, how dry again, and how I want water to come and water the earth, brethren. I never thought, I never could have dreamed about a time of 3.5 years would pass and not one drop of water. Brethren, but Elijah prayed, and God heard his prayer, brethren. And it rained not, brethren, yet for all that, did the people repent? No, brethren, no, they followed after Baal and all, and all of his wicked ways, brethren. Elijah said unto them, if God be God, serve God. But if Baal be God, serve him. Listen the day, and Elijah told them, if God be God, let us take a sacrifice of a bullock, and you'll take the sacrifice of Baal, and let them sacrifice. And I thought, brethren, the day that we live in, how the people of this world believe so strong in their idol gods, brethren. Think about Muhammad and the Allah they call God, brethren. They all give their very life for him, brethren. And there's only, and I'm going to tell you tonight, there's only two spirits in this world today. There's the spirit of the Almighty God, and there's the spirit of the devil. And brethren, and we find not again flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness and power. Listen tonight. Spiritual wickedness in high places, brother. No, but our warfare is not carnal, brother. We got the sword of the Spirit to fight the battle. And what is the sword of the Spirit? Is it not the Word of God? Is it not the Word, brother? He said, these words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life tonight. And if you're lying, anything, brother, God is promised you in his word. It's right here, already written down. If you don't know the Lord, he's got written down here. If you'll believe in him with thy whole heart, he'll come in and save you. He's got written here a promise after promise. And brother, tonight, he said, I'll never leave you. Yes, I'll never forsake you. And all, brethren, he promised unto us, though I go away, I'm coming again one day. That where I am, Brother Gray, there you may be also. When I come together, my jewels from the earth, brethren, I'm going to send the angel to the four winds of the heaven, brother, from one end of the earth unto the other. Then, brother, then we'll be at rest with the Lord in that day. But here, getting back to the little sermon, I want to come to my heart. I want you to see the difference. And then God and the gods of this world, brother, they are no God. God is the only God, brother. The rest of them is fabricated in the minds of men. God himself spoke. Let me get this, brother. God himself spoke and testified of himself and saying, there is no God beside me. I know no God. There is none other. I am God. And beside me, there is none other. No, brother, tonight. Listen, tonight. And when they come to test to see who God was going to be, Elijah began to say, the God that answered by fire, let it come down from heaven. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God tonight. Brethren, and he said unto them that serve Baal, you can have the first part of the day. They prayed, they cried until the noonday. They cried and they prayed. Baal didn't hear him. Oh Baal, they would cry. Didn't hear him, brother. Why couldn't he hear him to call? He wasn't alive, brother. Brother, and here's the faith of them that is in vain, brother. They prayed until the noonday, and they cut themselves with lances until the blood gushed forth. Listen, you talking about people believing in a lie, brother. The world is filled with people believing in lies. Except you believe in the only begotten of the Father, you're going to die in your sins. And where Jesus is, you cannot appear.
That's right, brother.
He's the only way from this earth unto the glory world. God is a holy God. God cannot look upon sin, brother. And I want you to know tonight when he sees you, Brother Lon, he sees the blood of Jesus. No, brother, no man has ever seen God, brother, and Leon here upon this earth. No, tonight. But God was going to prove that he was God, brother, and Elijah. After they had their time, he took the altar that was torn down. He re-erected the altar, brother. Now, I want you to see something here, brother. I'm just going to take my time, brother. I want you to see something here. He took 12 stones and he put down for a foundation. Brother, listen, and he took 12 barrels of water and poured around and about this altar that he built. Listen, and he put the wood in order. God has got everything in order, brother, and is set upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Listen, the 12 foundation stone represents the 12 apostles or the 12 prophets, brethren, and the 12 barrels of water represents the apostle, because the water was in the last end of the covenant, brethren. Listen today. And he began to pray, and as they all stood around, and he looked up into the heaven, and he began to pray, brother. Lord God of Abraham, of Isaac and Jacob, hear me, O God, this one time, and show that you are the living God, brethren. And there was a fire that came down from God out of heaven. It licked up the stone. It took the offering and even the dust that was around and about and consumed it. Why? Because God is a consuming fire. Who shall be able to stand before this holy God? There's no God like our God. The old prophets of old cried and said, our God is the rock of the ages, brother. He's our high tower. He's our rock in a worried land. He's our shelter in the storm. Who's your rock today? Who are you leaning on, my friend? Who is your God today? Are you serving Baal? Or are you serving Jesus tonight? Are you serving the one that's able to answer by fire? For 3.5 years, brother, it had not rained. And the great miracle, brother, when God come down, he consumed the water and the offerings, brother. So, brother, Elijah prevailed, and he took the prophets of Baal down by the brook, and he slew 400 of them, and 450. Listen today, brother, I want you to know that God is going to overcome the wicked. I don't care what man may say. If we put God first, we'll be able to have the victory in the Lord.
Victory in Jesus, brethren.
So, brethren, the time went on, and they went up unto the mountain, brethren, and there, Ahab, listen today, brethren, there was a little woman that was married to Ahab, brethren, her name was Jezebel. She was a wicked woman, brethren, and she heard of what Elijah done unto the province of Baal, brethren, and she said, his life will be taken before the night. Brethren, the night of here, it made the old prophet afraid, didn't he? And he went out, began to hide, brethren. Brethren, he went and sat down under a juniper tree.
What happened, brethren?
Oh, brethren. Had a little pity party, didn't he? Listen tonight, brethren. I want you to know you might go hide in a cave like Elijah did. You might sit down under a tree. But God is going to find you, brethren. He come to him in the cave, didn't he? But he didn't come as the world come with a loud noise, with a fire or earthquake. God came in a little old still voice. Elijah the prophet. Elijah, what are you doing here? Lord, they dug down the altar. They've killed the prophet, and I'm left alone, Lord. Why should I live?
Why should I live?
Why should I live? I should be like them. Oh, Jezebel had him afraid, didn't he? Oh, God, why should I live? Elijah, don't you worry. I've got 7,000. Had never bowed the knee to bow, or neither kissed his image. There's always been a seed, brethren. God has never been without a witness. Never in the time since the beginning of the time that he created man. God has always had a witness. Seth's day, they begin to call upon the name of the Lord.
What happened?
And from that time, brethren, to the day, they've always been somebody calling upon the name of the Lord. Brethren, the day, and though it seemed to be few at times, as Elijah thought he was alone, brethren, don't you never think you're alone. You're not alone, brethren. God has always got someone somewhere that is following him. Elijah said unto his servant, I go yonder to the top of the mountain and look and see what you see. Listen. And he went and he said, I see nothing, Elijah. I don't see nothing. No. He went again, brother. He went again and again until the seventh time. The seventh time, I see a little cloud about the size of a man's hand. Brethren, and he began to say, gird yourself up and go, for a sound of abundance as rain has come. The rain is going to come, brethren, though they'll be weeping for night. Joy come in the morning, though the troubles of life. I seen the way you down. There'll be joy in the morning when the Lord returns, brother. Oh, in my life here, brother Greg, though it seems drear sometimes, yet in a moment of time, the dew from heaven can fall and bring joy and peace for a little while. And if you don't know the Lord tonight, the day is the day of salvation. If you want dew from heaven, you're going to have to come to Him that has the gift, like the little woman at the well, brethren. Evermore give me this water, as she prayed.
Prayed by heart.
And she told the Lord. The Lord told her. He said, give me of this water. Brethren, listen tonight. If you'd have known who it was, you would ask of me, and I would have give you living water. That water that Elijah saw was natural water, brother. But the water that Jesus was talking to that woman about was the living water, brother, that was going to flow out of his side. For in the days of these kings, brother, the Lord was going to set up a kingdom. And the Lord was going to open a fountain unto the house of David. He said, in that day shall living water go forth half from Jerusalem and half to the hind of the hinder sea and to the former sea. It was going to come forth, brethren. Where did it come forth out of? It came out of Jerusalem, brethren. On the day he hung on the cross, out on the end of a ridge called Mount Moriah, where Abraham had offered up Isaac, the same place, brethren. Same place where he was offered up and said God would prepare himself a sacrifice. Brother, God was in the flesh. God came in the very inner being of Jesus Christ. God was in Christ. The Bible says it like this. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. That's what I want you to understand tonight. It's not ye that speak, but it's God that speaketh in you to will and to do of his good pleasure tonight. Friend tonight. And the little woman cried, evermore give me this water.
Yeah, I want that.
Do you want it tonight? It's already been opened to the house of King David. It's already been opened to the Gentile race. Listen tonight. It's already been open unto the Ethiopian. It's already been open, brethren, to the stranger, which was the Gentile race of people. We were strangers. We were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. We've been brought nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Those who are far off.
Listen tonight here. He loves you tonight. He gave his life for you. He wants you to come to him with a broken heart. He wants you to come, listen tonight, and be saved from this untoward generation. He wants you to hear his voice, children. He wants you to obey from the heart that form of doctrine that he left behind for those that would seek him. They that seek me shall find me. But, if you don't seek him, you'll never find him, brother. Listen. Tonight, seek him while he may be found, call upon him while he's near, for the day of his coming is nigh. Who shall be able to stand the day of his coming? I don't know how I always come around to that scripture, but the Lord brings it around, brother. I guess he wants me to them to let people understand. If you got the seal on you, you're already ready to go. And if you ain't got the seal tonight, you're going down to a devil's hell. And if you're following some other god, listen what Jesus said, unto him that climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. And you know that no thief or robber is going to have eternal life.
Amen. Right. They're not going to get into heaven.
You can't have eternal life
and be a thief.
Following any other. Not saying that one of these was a maybe had stole something in their life. He wasn't talking about that.
No.
He wasn't talking about one had told a lie somewhere in his life. If you still are, you can't come.
Yeah.
If you still are, you can't come.
He wiped that other away.
They that practice sin, brethren, is going to perish with it.
Right.
But once he's forgiven you.
But when Paul said, and such were some of you, adulterers, fornicators, liars. But now you've been cleansed.
How have you cleansed? By the blood of the Lamb.
Now you're clean. You've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, brethren. That same blood that was shed on that cross, brethren, it was shed for all mankind. Set everybody on equality. It don't matter whether you're Jew, Greek, bond, or free. It don't matter what you are tonight. If you want Jesus, take heed unto that light that shines in your dark heart. Until the day dawns and the day star rises in your heart. Brother, it will arise in your heart and it'll bring life to you if you take heed to it. Get a drink of that living water. The water that we drink here is just temporal for this body. But the water that Jesus will give you life eternal. It will be in you a well of living water. And it'll spring up forever and forever and forever. And one day, the promise that He promised us, I'll return and receive you unto myself. That where I am there, you may be also. Do you want to go tonight? Those that's been born again, believe they're going, Sister Sylvia. And those that don't know Him, they know down deep in their heart, they're not going. Without a change, you cannot be saved. You must be born again. Not of a corruptible seed. I was born of my daddy, 1953, June the 2nd. I was born to my mother through my dad was conceived. And I was born to my mother. Brethren, I declare that seed was a corruptible seed. Some might not understand that and think, well, how can that be? Because flesh is corrupt. Because of the sin of Adam, Brother Terry. Because of the sin of Adam, death was pronounced upon each and every man. And Jesus come and condemned sin in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
But He came and He gave His life. The first man of the earth was earthly. But the second man was the Lord God from heaven, a quickening spirit.
Right.
Brethren, and by Him...